Welcome to Money Sense, where we go beyond the numbers to help Canadians design a wealthier life. With host Brent Laux and trusted experts Kevin Hagedis and Andrew Roddick, partners at PWM Private Wealth Council and portfolio managers with Q Wealth. Whether you're preparing for retirement, designing tax-efficient income, or planning for future generations, financial decisions can be overwhelming. With a spotlight on pension-style investing strategies that prioritize long-term stability, Kevin, Andrew, and the PWM team will share their insights and perspectives to help you protect what you've worked a lifetime to build. Because effective financial planning should feel like laying a strong foundation. This is Money Sense.
Hi there, and welcome to Money Sense. I'm Craig Siliphant, sitting in for Brent Laux, and today I'm joined by Stuart Gillett, Insurance Advisor at PWM Financial Services, Inc., and we're going to talk about critical illness insurance today as part of your wealth protection portfolio. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Stuart, and we're going to talk all about this stuff. You're listening to Money Sense on CKOM. Welcome back. You're listening to Money Sense. I'm Craig Siliphant, sitting in for Brent Laux. And today I'm joined by Stuart Gillett, Insurance Advisor at PWM Financial Services, Inc. How are you doing today, Stuart?
I am well, Craig. And how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. So today we're going to answer the question, why consider critical illness insurance as part of your wealth protection portfolio?
Well, Craig, I sure hope that's what I'm going to do today. Yeah, definitely.
Stuart, I know on past shows, you've explained that many Canadians choose to purchase critical illness insurance. Is this type of coverage worth the cash outlay? Today, we're going to go deeper into this and answer a couple of important questions. If you get sick, really sick, how will you take care of yourself financially? If you're unable to work and you need money to pay for medical expenses, care, travel, those kinds of things, where will it come from?
Well, critical illness may be worth considering depending on your lifestyle and your situation. Illness is just a fact of life. And like many unexpected things we insure ourselves for, like fire and car crashes and so on, illness can be an unexpected event in our lives and be financially devastating. Things like heart attack, cancer, and stroke are the most prominent examples of illnesses that we see. And they can occur at any time, leave you unable to work, and meet those obligations for an indefinite length of time. So like auto insurance, which pays for the cost of putting everything back together after a collision, critical illness insurance aims to cover the financial costs of falling severely ill. And then similarly to life insurance, most critical illness coverages in Canada pay out a lump sum of money in the event that you're diagnosed with covered illness.
So, Stuart, how do you go about determining if this is a good solution for your clients?
Well, we need to initially start with evaluating several risk factors. As with most insurance, your age and gender come into play. The most significant factor of becoming critically ill is your age. Therefore, it's arguably the most significant factor that we use in determining the premium for your critical illness insurance. There are differences in risk for biological men and women, with the risk of most illnesses peaking earlier for men than for women. Lifestyle is also a critical indicator of whether you'll become critically ill. And your premium will be directly related to the amount of coverage you choose. Plans are available that cover different number of illnesses and have different payout levels. This includes optional benefits like the ability to convert your plan to another type of critical illness insurance. This type of policy you choose is sort of two factors. So when we look at term critical illness, very similar to term life insurance, it comes and it covers specific periods of time. The most common length is 10 years, but several companies now offer 20-year and 30-year options. You can also purchase permanent critical illness insurance, and this will cover you for a much longer period of time until a certain age, typically 75 or 100. Some companies that we deal with do offer to age 65. And since there's such a wide range of providers and risk factors, it's almost impossible to give an estimate of exactly how much your critical illness is going to cost. So it's a good idea, when we go through this, when we're determining the right solution, we feel it's very important to go through a needs analysis.
Stuart, what sort of needs would critical illness cover?
Well, we can utilize critical illness, in personal and in business needs. Personal needs would be something like to protect against debt payments, to have funds in place through the insurance so that you don't need to deplete your savings, if you were to become ill. And on the business side of things, we see it used, in buy-sell agreements and protect the corporation against loss if one of the shareholders or key employees is diagnosed with a critical illness. And we use a strategy called split dollar insurance.
Maybe you can give some examples of these solutions, but would you first outline what types of critical illness are covered by this type of insurance? You've already mentioned heart attack, cancer, and stroke. What else is there?
Yeah, with several of the insurers, they have two different plans. So they have basic and a comprehensive. The basic would cover the ones that you just mentioned, the heart attack, stroke, cancer, and in some situations also coronary artery bypass surgery. The comprehensive plans cover as many as 26 conditions. And then when we look at, critical illness policies for children, it also comes with some child-specific conditions.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you elaborate on that?
Definitely, yeah. So the comprehensive plans would, like I said, cover, in that region of 25 to 26. If we took a look at the Sun Life plans that we quite often use, things like acquired brain injury, aortic surgery, bacteria meningitis, blindness, coma, deafness, dementia, kidney failure, loss of speech, loss of limbs, major organ transplant, even if you're a major organ failure and on a waiting list, they have that. Things like occupational HIV, paralysis, Parkinson's, and even severe burns and stroke. And then when we look at the child plans, it would also include, so in addition to those 26 conditions, it would also include cerebral palsy, congenital heart disease, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and type 1 diabetes.
Wow, that is comprehensive. So where would you use term coverage versus permanent coverage?
It definitely, Craig. It depends on the need. So term coverage is, typically used where there's a temporary need, so debt, and then income earning years. And then permanent coverage is useful when clients feel they are going to need that coverage beyond those working years. We also use permanent solutions in combination with a feature called return of premium to cover off specific strategies. And we've discussed that in previous shows, and we'll go in a little more detail later today.
And that's a great segue for us to take a quick break. I'm Craig Sillifant, sitting in for Brent Laux. I'm here with Stuart Gillett, insurance advisor at PWM Financial Services. And today we're talking all about why you should consider critical illness insurance as part of your wealth protection portfolio. So stick around. We're going to talk more to Stuart about this. You're listening to Money Sense on 650 CKOA. Welcome back. You're listening to Money Sense. I'm Craig Sillifant, sitting in for Brent Laux, and I'm joined today by Stuart Gillett, insurance advisor at PWM Financial Services, Inc. Today, we are talking about critical illness insurance as part of your wealth protection portfolio. We were just talking about the return of premium feature before the break there. So, Stuart, can you explain that return of premium feature and then maybe elaborate on some of these strategies for us?
Absolutely, Craig. So each company is slightly different. Most insurance companies, though, will offer return of premium on death, return of premium on surrender, and return of premium on expiry. So the return of premium on death, pretty self-explanatory. If you have that feature either included or added onto your policy, if the life insured or the person that's insured dies, all the premiums they've paid to date are refunded to a named beneficiary. The return of premium on surrender, again, returns 100% of premiums at different time frames should the policy owner surrender it. So typically, the full refund of premium would happen after the 15th policy anniversary year or when the client reaches age 65. And then the return of premium on expiry, again, very self-explanatory. When the policy expires, they would get back all of the premiums that they had paid in.
Oh, excellent. Can you give us one example of personal strategy and maybe one of business strategy?
Certainly. The most used strategy that I've been using is with critical illnesses to protect someone's RRSPs. So I'm going to use an example. It's a friend of mine. At the time we did this, he was 50, a non-smoker, been able to accumulate about $250,000 in his RRSP, and was contributing $2,000 a month, and aiming to get about a 5% average rate of return on that investment. When we use these examples, we kind of determined through a needs analysis that the most he would ever need to recover from an illness would be, again, roughly around that $250,000. The cost for that policy for him was $883 per month. So if we break that down, the base policy for the coverage for just the $250,000 critical illness was $424 a month, and then $459 a month for the return of premium on surrender. And that's important later on. So when we do these comparisons for our clients, we look at four different scenarios. So if they were just to do the RRSP, they stayed healthy and did decided not to purchase the critical illness, what does that look like? And then what would happen if they become sick and didn't have critical illness in that situation? And then the last two, we would add the critical illness in and show, you know, him getting sick, what the implications are there. And then, you know, he has the critical illness, doesn't get sick, what happens later on in life. So in the first scenario, he contributes $2,000 a month to the already accumulated $250,000. And when he reaches age 65, he's accumulated over $1 million. It's about $1,065,000. And then that would turn into a retirement income of about $6,200 per month. Nice nest egg. Probably most people could live on that. However, in this scenario, we can illustrate or demonstrate what happens if he gets sick at age 57 and it takes several years to fully recover. This number is drastically going to reduce his RSP. So he only manages to accumulate $141,000 at retirement, and that is at only about an $826 a month retirement. This is because he had to withdraw about $500,000 from his RSPs to get a net after-tax amount of $250,000.
Interesting. So what happens if he has critical illness insurance?
Well, that's the exciting part, Greg, because the second part of the analysis is we include the insurance in there. And in both scenarios where the critical illness is used, we're now not asking for any more money. We're not saying to my buddy, okay, now you got to cough up an additional $883. We actually say, now you only contribute just over $1,100 to your RSP. And now you're putting $883 towards the critical illness. So we do the same thing. You know, if he gets sick at 57, he uses the critical illness insurance. He doesn't have to draw down the RSP. And in this scenario, he still manages to grow that RSP to just shy of $950,000. And he's looking at just over $5,500 a month in retirement. The last comparison we do is he doesn't get sick. Awesome. At age 65, he surrenders that critical illness policy, triggers the return of premium benefit, and gets back $159,000 roughly. And the amount he retires on is $987,000 of accumulated savings. And that's about $5,700 a month in retirement income.
That seems to make good sense. Now, how would you use critical illness as a business strategy?
Yeah, this one is, we actually have been using this quite a bit. So what we do is we call it a shared ownership or a split dollar, as I mentioned earlier in the show. We provide that corporation or that business with security against a financial loss if the shareholder or business owner were to suffer that critical illness. At the same time, we allow that shareholder to participate in the return of premium benefit. So in event that the shareholder or business owner suffers a critical illness, the corporation will receive a lump sum tax-free benefit from the critical illness policy, and then this can be used to meet companies' obligations. Now, should the shareholder not suffer a critical illness condition and decide to cancel the coverage, they will personally receive 100% refund of the cumulative premiums that they've paid into the policy. And basically, after I mentioned earlier, after the 15th policy anniversary year or age 65, they would receive 100% of what they paid into that back.
Can you run us through a quick example?
Absolutely. I always like doing this, Craig. We had a couple who owned a family business, and they were 50-50 owners in the farm corporation. Through discussions and the needs analysis, we did find out that the husband was really the main labor force generating business revenue. So they decided to put the critical illness policy on him, and that would protect, his wife and the family from, major financial impact if he were to suffer an illness or an injury. He wanted to make sure that there would be funds readily available to cover off the farm equipment loan and hire some additional help to maintain the family farm while he recovered. So after going through that full needs analysis, we looked at about $500,000 of a term to age 75 split dollar critical illness with the return of premium feature 100% after 15 years. He was at the time 40-year-old male non-smoker. The total amount of premium for this policy would be just over $9,300. And then we break that down. So I mentioned earlier that the corporation wanted to protect and have money come in. They would pay $5,700 for the base policy. And then he would pay personally for the return of premium, and it was just shy of $3,600. So if we look forward, and we're not there yet, but after 20 years, the client decides, okay, I'm now 60-year-old. I've not needed to make a claim. The corporation no longer holds any of those major debts, and they're beginning to transition the farm to their son and decide they don't need the critical illness any longer. At this point, the client has personally paid $71,400 for that return of premium benefit. However, upon cancellation, he receives a check from the insurance company for $186,100 tax-free. Now, if he waits to 65 to do that, he's contributed just over $89,000. And upon cancellation of the policy, he'd receive a check for $232,625.
Well, Stuart, you have certainly given us a lot of very good information today. If people have questions about this, how can they reach you?
Of course, Craig. Our listeners, if they have any questions about our show today or any insurance needs related stuff, they can give me a call at 306-975-9500 or check us out on the website, www.pwmprivatewealth.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today, Stuart.
Thank you, Craig.
That was Stuart Gillett, insurance advisor at PWM Financial Services, Inc. And I have been Craig Siliphant, sitting in for Brent Laux, and you have been listening to Money Sense on 650 CKOM. Insurance products and services are offered through PWM Financial Services, Inc., an independent company which is not a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. The products and companies discussed in this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered an offer, recommendation, or other form of insurance planning or advice. Please talk with an insurance advisor.